You're tuned in to The Keetra Show and listening to SOB, Style of Business, the podcast with your host, Keetra. We aim to highlight the ongoing trek of entrepreneurs and business owners from around the globe, featuring stories that recount their struggles, experiences, and inevitable road to success and self-fulfillment. Welcome to SOB.
This podcast is being brought to you by my inspiring new book titled Courage is a Muscle, Using Heart to Power Your Entrepreneurial Dreams. You can grab your copy today on Amazon.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks so much for tuning in and checking out another wonderful episode of SOB, Style of Business, the podcast. This is your host, Keetra. And today, you know, we got another wonderful guest in store ready to discuss all things entrepreneurial. So you guys get ready. I'm speaking to Shun Bumake. Hope I pronounced that correctly. And hey, my guy Shun is the managing director of PharmaServe, which is the first Black-owned online pharmacy. And he's going to be talking to us and sharing a little bit of information about his own entrepreneurial journey and talking about telepharmacy and the different groups and the clients and patients that his company serves. So going to be a really interesting and informative conversation. You guys make sure that you tune in. And before we get started, let's hand the ball over to Shun. Drop that introduction for us. Give us a little information about your background, and we will get the ball rolling from there.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Keetra, for having me on. I'm definitely excited to just, you know, have a conversation with you and just kind of let people know what I do. So just appreciate that, first of all.
Absolutely.
So yeah, my name is Shun. It's S-E-U-N. So for my Nigerian listeners out there, it's Shun. having to repeat your name a million times kind of made a little switch. But Shun Bumake. And I'm the managing director of PharmaServe. We are a digital pharmacy which focuses on diabetic and insulin medication in the United States. I currently live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. And I was born in Nigeria. I grew up in London, England, and came to Canada. So very similar story to a lot of immigrants who came from Nigeria. So a little bit background into myself. I come from a family of five. I have two older brothers. Without them, I would definitely not be where I was. They definitely made me a very resilient person and a very educated family, both of my parents. My dad has a PhD in engineering. My mother has a master's in agronomy. I have a brother who's a doctor and another brother who has a master's in linguistics. So very educated family, and I'm the least of them, least educated, but got into entrepreneurship very young at the age of 8 was when I first realized that's what I really wanted to do. My middle brother, Femi, would always come home with more than he left with. And just had this charm about him. And I didn't have that charm. But I wanted what he had. So I just started to get into things like eBay at a very young age. Young Black boy trying to look sly.
Yeah.
And so I would buy stuff from eBay. And basically, people were like, where are you getting all this stuff? Because we can't get this stuff. And so I eventually start to buy stuff for other people. And then after that, I start to sell on eBay. And after that, I start to wholesale from China. And then after that, got into drop shipping, even though I did not know what drop shipping was back then. And then by the age of 13, 14, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. So I'm one of the lucky ones who had a pretty good understanding of what I want to do at an early age. I had brothers and good parents and family to cultivate that skill. So that's a little quick background into my early years.
Wow. So so now the 8-year-old with the, you know, the nice trends and, the I can imagine like the necklaces and the jerseys or, you know, the latest sneakers that have hit the market. So you're the kid.
Jordan,
yeah.
Forces, all
right.
Of it.
You're the kid that's like the go-between, you know. Mark, what was your markup? Would you 100% markup?
At first I wasn't marking anything up because you're just helping people out. What happens is people are the ones who tell you have a skill. And so that's one thing I always like to point to people is like, typically we're not the ones the skill, like, you typically don't know your skill. Right. People are the ones who tell you you have a skill, and you just have to be smart enough to realize after hearing it over and over again, hey, I kind of have this, and take a little risk. So yeah. I got lucky.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes it takes a few times for us to realize it, but I mean, you definitely have a skill, especially from starting from eBay and then eventually moving over into drop shipping, even though you didn't realize that's what you were doing. I mean, it takes a little bit of patience to be able to manage a business and to, you know, just to even be interested in that type of work. So, and I know the money is a motivating factor, you know, that helps, right? So that's cool. I love that story, Shun. And I'm definitely excited to be getting into this discussion in regards to telepharmacy, because this one, you know, we know since COVID and the whole pandemic has unfolded, more people are turning to digital services and they're turning to, you know, buying groceries online and just kind of falling back a little bit on the physical interactions in terms of going into stores and having to, you know, being crowded and all that other stuff. But let's talk a little bit about telepharmacy. For those of us who are not familiar with what that is, could you just go into detail and kind of explain what telepharmacy is and, you know, who it's for and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So first thing is, it's telepharmacy is for everyone. So specifically, we deal with every type of patient, but a lot of our patients are people who can't afford the medication to purchase in store, as well as people who just want the ease. So telepharmacy is essentially being able to procure your medications online. So this is both over-the-counter OTC medications, so medications that you can just purchase, like Tylenol, as well as medications like, let's just say, Humalog, which is an insulin-based medication, or like Xenotril, Xarelto, and other types of medications. So what our current system is that a patient will either call in or they'll go to our website. They will find the product, they'll add it to their cart. Then either they will upload their prescription or they'll provide us with their doctor or pharmacist phone number, and we'll contact their doctor or pharmacist to obtain the prescription. Then we have a pharmacy technician who then reviews it. And then after they review it, it goes to our pharmacist who reviews it. Then it goes to our doctor to review, and then we fill it. So we have a lot of checks and balances in place to ensure we're providing the customer with exactly what they've been prescribed.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and that was going to be a question that I had here in a second, was in regards to, you know, how do you prevent the fraudulent prescriptions or, you know, just making sure that you do have doctor approval. So it's good to know, like, you guys have several different checkpoints to make sure that those prescriptions are legit.
Exactly. We have several checkpoints, and all of our staff are all certified. We have a doctor who has a license both in Canada and in the States, and he deals with the correspondent doctor for the clients, and our pharmacist deals with the correspondent pharmacist, and so on. So definitely a lot of checks and balances in place. We haven't really come across many fraudulent orders, because people who are purchasing medication, they typically need it. Yeah, so exactly. It's not like when you're dealing with narcotic medications where you can get high from it. It's not like that. Like, what are you going to do? Inject some insulin into your body? Right. It's not going to do anything for you. So fortunately for us, not an issue we deal with too often. And then to add to that, actually the purchasing habits of COVID have actually really, really helped us. Is that a question that am I diving into another question right now?
Hey, you're helping me out. So yeah, let's get into it. We were definitely going to get there.
Great. So unlike most people, Amazon and Walmart and those big retail giants have actually been a godsend for us. What they've done is they've changed people's purchasing habits and people have become more comfortable purchasing online. So typically before, a lot of people, a huge percentage of people, I think it was around 20 to 30% of people who can have credit cards were not willing to purchase online, which is really, really high.
Yeah.
COVID hit. Then it's like, all right, we don't have,
a choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so people start purchasing Walmart, Amazon, and those major retail giants and became comfortable for it. So it allowed them to become more comfortable with purchasing things which are a little bit more risky, for example, medication online. So that has really helped us. COVID has been, I don't even know how to state this, but it has helped our business. And it's also definitely helped our clients to be able to fill their need a lot simpler. We went from a little backstory. We started the digital pharmacy in 2017, and we had a sale on day one. And we're like, oh, great, we're going to be millionaires.
Wow.
No sale day two, no sale month two. No sale after year one, no longer after year two, after year three. And let's not forget, we're still pumping money into this to try to figure out how to market. December 2019 hits, December 5th, we get three sales. We're like, this is a mistake. Someone probably made a mistake. Next day, five. And on and on and on. So we went from actually in 2019, negative six figures to 2020, seven figures.
Oh,
so we've definitely had a very interesting story, and COVID has helped to propel us a little further. And we're definitely happy to be able to help a lot of these customers and to be able to provide medication that just goes directly to their door. So this has been, it's been interesting. It's been tough, definitely very tough. And we're happy to be on this journey.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, you know, to be able to provide the patients with the level of product and support that you are, you know, because everybody is social distancing now, you know, just when you think it's, you know, safe to go back in the water, you know, something else happens. So you know, you have to be mindful of that. And I agree with you. Like, COVID definitely put a lot of different entrepreneurs and businesses in a position to really gain their footing and to have leverage over the social distancing and people just kind of cutting back. And one of the questions that I have for you too, in regards to like just being able to not only provide a service, but being able to specialize in something that, you know, people need. I know you guys specifically focus on, I think you said, was it diabetes, or there was a couple of things that you mentioned earlier.
Diabetic medication.
Okay.
Diabetic and insulin medication.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And so I want you to talk a little bit about that. And then also like the safety, I think, well, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to add this because I don't want to forget it. Okay. So like the safety and the efficiency of telepharmacy, like you were talking about how COVID just kind of propelled you guys into this situation to where, you know, you went from a couple of sales to now you're, you know, seven figures and doing this phenomenal business. But like, I think people are getting more comfortable with the safety of digital and purchasing online. Like, what are your thoughts on that as far as that goes?
Yeah. So definitely a lot more safe. We have systems in place which separate our patients' information from the online terminal, which separates the credit card information from everything. So there's definitely a lot of silos in place which prevents fraud. And so that has been really good. We have a very good web development team in place to ensure, web development and security team as well, to ensure that all the patient's information is safe, and the only people who are ever aware of what they're purchasing is their doctor and their pharmacist. So it's a lot more safe. And these industries, specifically when it comes to patient information, is growing dramatically because everyone wants this ease of purchase.
Yeah.
So it's only going to get better, and we have people in place to make sure that that happens. I guess also in regards to the safety as well and the ease of ordering. One thing we've been very fortunate with is we run a just-in-time inventory system. So basically what that means is we only keep the product on hand once it's actually been sold. So it's kind of it's just-in-time consignment. So what happens is the patients will buy the product from us, and then on that day, we will place the order, and then we will fulfill that order the next day. So it's good for several reasons. It's good for us because we don't have to hold WIP, work in process inventory. So we don't have to tie a lot of, we don't have to tie our funds in with a lot of inventory. And the good thing for them is they receive their medication, or sorry, their medication shipped next day. So it's a win-win for us. And I've been fortunate enough to, I went to business school and my education was specifically in marketing. I did a double major in marketing and supply chain. So that understanding of supply chain definitely really helped with that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know that probably saves on cost too, you know, not having to stockpile product. And, you know, and to me, I think like when I think, especially when you talk about like just having product, you got to worry about expiration dates and things like that when it comes to medication. So I know that you guys probably, you know, that's not even on your radar to even have a concern about. So that's great. That's good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just an extra thing that you have to be looking at, you know? So,
yeah, exactly. Expirations, pilferage. So people stealing, things getting lost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it keeps us, lean. So it's great.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And so now this is the question that I kind of started and didn't finish. So shoot, I'm gonna reroute back to this one. The specializations that we discussed, you know, like, do you guys have any plans to expand that, or just can you kind of explain a little bit why you thought that, or why you chose to kind of maybe start with these particular areas, like the diabetic medication, and then, you know, any ideas or any thoughts for expanding forward to open that up a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So first thing, we actually do sell basically every single type of medication as long as it's not a narcotic. However, the reason we have decided to specialize in diabetic medication, number one, as a Black man or just someone who's colored, we're the ones who actually suffer from diabetes and the ones who typically will take half dosages, or we'll go to places like Mexico, and or people come to Canada. Actually, people drive over to Canada to purchase medication. So I didn't want to just be in a business just to make money. I wanted to be in a business to make a difference. And so to be able to provide people lower income, but mostly people of color with cheaper versions of what they're getting in the States. It's exact same medication, exact same name brand, but you can purchase it online through a different country. It's definitely something that brings me a lot of joy, and it's something that just keeps me working hard on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So that was number one. So to just essentially be able to take care of my people better, that's number one. Number two is it's a industry that it's not serviced very well. The reason it's not serviced very well is there's very much a science to be able to shipping insulin. So insulin has to be shipped in and has to maintain a certain temperature and temperature protocol. So there's not too many companies that have been able to get into this because it's very scientific. So we ship our medications, our insulin medications, in insulated containers. Mm-hmm. So it'll have these huge styrofoam around it. And we have these gel that we put above and below it to keep it cold throughout the entire transportation process. And so it's very complex. And so I never wanted to get into an industry that's too easy. If you get into an industry that's too easy, then people would flood the market.
Yeah.
So we're in an industry that's not very simple. And so if you can specialize in it, it'll keep it very challenging for others. So it's kind of, I guess, a strategy that we decided to implement as well.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's definitely a strategy, because when you were kind of explaining, you know, how it has to be specially shipped, which is great because, you know, we know that the product is safe and it's carefully packaged. But that just sounds like work, you know. So you're right. Like, if it takes time and, you
know, it's a ton of work.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it, you know, and I'm curious to know, like, in terms of like shipping. Now, I know you said it takes like a couple of days to kind of get from the point that it leaves you guys' warehouse or whatever to the customer. Like, are there places that you don't ship to? Like, or what areas are do you guys cover? Is it just like North America, or can you ship anywhere?
We just currently do the United States. So fortunately for Canadians, medication is covered. You don't even need insurance or any sort. Medication for the most part is extremely cheap. So Canadians are very fortunate to have that. When it comes to the States, it's a whole different story where you have private insurance. And so we basically only do the United States. However, we will be looking at Mexico and the Caribbean. That will not be for diabetic medications, however, because we don't want to keep the transportation process past 4 or 5 days. Once it gets 4 or 5 days, it becomes a little bit more risky.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about Mexico and the Caribbean, it would go past those days. So unless there's a huge change in, let's just say, the shipment containers or the gel packages we use in order to keep them lasting longer in transportation, we will stick to that for insulin. However, when it comes to other medications, which don't need to be refrigerated, then, yep, Mexico and the Caribbean are definitely our next moves.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to come up pretty quick the way you guys are expanding, which is, you know, that's great. That's so exciting. I know you're excited as well, you and your team. And I want to chime in with an additional question. I know you talked about, you just mentioned the insurance. It's like, that's another thing. Like, are you guys being able to, or do you work with insurance companies, or how is that going for you? Is it set up to where you can take insurance, or?
No, we do not accept insurance. It's one thing that we had tried, and it's very complex. A lot of the insurance companies have probably made it a little bit more challenging to work with them, because they work with a lot of the large pharmaceutical companies. So there's a incentive for them to keep the prices high. So, and we, our goal is to provide the end user, our patients, with cheaper medication. So we decided not to go that route. And so people basically pay for the medications. So we do have a lot of patients who do fall into loopholes, or donut holes, for example, where they would be insured for a particular period of time, and then they'll come use us seasonally, and then they'll go back and use their main insurer. So we're happy to help wherever we can, whether it's a long-term patient or whether it's a short-term patient or it's a one-time order. We're more than happy to help.
Perfect. Yep. Sounds good. Yeah. And thank you for mentioning that to anybody who, I know that was like I was like, let me just ask, cause I didn't know. And you never know. You have to ask questions, to be able to, to know where you are. And now, like, give me your thoughts. Okay. So now we've talked about, PharmaServe and your stories. Like, I'm still reeling at the fact that you know, went from the one order to like the three to the five, and you know, then all of a sudden, like, it floods in overnight. So that's amazing. So congratulations to you again. And I want to get your thoughts, Shun, on like where you see telepharmacy heading within the next 2 to 5 years. Like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of these, the mental health advocacy groups that are popping up with, like, you know, mental health care support, where you can get on line or you can call somebody and kind of talk and discuss whatever issues you're having. But like with telepharmacy, like, do you see any changes or any similarities, or what's your vision for that for the next 2 to 5 years? What do you see as?
There are major changes coming through already. And then the whole industry is going to shift within the next 3 to 5, and then 10 years is going to be a whole different thing. So even right now with telemedicine, we're currently trying to get into more of a vertically integrated system. By vertically integrated, I mean where we own the entire process. So for example, a patient will call us and they will be the ones asking for prescriptions. So let's just say someone has an infection and they need antibiotics. They will call into our doctor. They'll have a Zoom, Skype, or what Google Meets, whatever it is, session. Our doctor will then prescribe, and then PharmaServe will then fill it and send it to them. So we'll be doing the entire system. So that's what I mean by vertically integrated. There's also systems in place right now. Let's just say someone has heart issues. There are these little monitors people could wear on their heart. And then basically what would happen is the doctor will have a Bluetooth system reader, which will provide him with the data. And so he can actually make very advanced readings and decisions based on that. So there's a lot of Bluetooth type devices, even an iPhone watch can help doctors make very good decisions. So it's changing dramatically. There's already a lot of companies right now who are doing what I'm saying. However, we do it more specifically for insulin and diabetic medications. So we're a little bit more of a niche, but it's changing right now as we speak. There are companies that specialize in, for example, hair loss ones, men with erectile dysfunction. It's all over the place. And so it's really exciting to see how the hotel medicine industry is changing. Doctors now have the ability to make a lot of decisions, which they weren't able to make before. Nurses and nurse practitioners are now able to make decisions in which doctors were making before. So it frees the doctor up to make a lot bigger decisions. Right. So I think it's just better for our entire healthcare system in general. So it's exciting. It's great. And I really, really look forward to expanding our reach and expanding our knowledge base. So that's exactly what I'm working on right now. And I put people in place to kind of handle the day-to-day. Side note, one thing I do love about my education and having done business school and supply chain management is I've been able to free myself up and put people in place to make decisions so I can just think from a high point of view, just like an eagle's eye point of view, so I can focus on the future instead of just looking at the day to day.
The future of the business. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it, Shun. Exactly. All right. Well, before we wrap, if you will, please leave us with some words of encouragement to inspire the listeners to move forward with their goals, visions, and dreams. And, you know, just any words of encouragement that you can share.
For sure. Yeah, no, never give up. Never give up. Just be really cognizant of what you're good at and listen to people when people are like, oh, you're good at that. Don't just snare it off and say, no, I'm not. Just really hone in and then hone in on your skills and basically just keep going. Like I said, we didn't have any sales for 3 years. We're spending money. In fact, actually, we started off with 5 other companies at the same time. By the time we had our upstart in December 5th, 2019, all the other 5 companies had left. We were left, and we were just primed for picking. So don't give up. Typically at the point where everyone else is leaving and giving up, there's typically that point at which things are about to go. So just keep going, and it will work out. Make sure to give yourself a break, because it is hard. And make sure you have very good business partners who don't perform the same skills that you do. Don't be overlapping in your skills, because that's one way to save on labor costs, is to have business partners that do different things. And be smart and just continue just to strive on. That's what I'll say.
Love it. Love it, Shun. All right, Shun Bemeke, before we leave, please let the listeners know where we can find you online and learn more about PharmaServe. And if there's anybody who wants to connect via social, also please drop your social handles.
For sure. So for PharmaServe, it's PharmaServe.com. That's PharmaServe.com. You can also call us at 1-800-258-0477. Our social media handles are all PharmaServe Inc. And you can always just send me an email as well at sbameke, that's S-B-A-M-M-E-K-E, at pharmaserve.com. I'm more than happy to help people on their journey because we know it's a long one.
Love it. Yes, it can be long and rewarding if you keep moving forward. Shun, we definitely,
very much so.
Right? Yeah, we definitely appreciate you being such a wonderful guest, and much success to you and your team over at PharmaServe.
Yeah, thank you so much, Keetra. I look forward to maybe talking to you again on another podcast or maybe one of my other businesses. We can get a little bit more into other businesses and other venues. So I look forward to it.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it, Shun. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on SOB. We hope this episode has been resourceful. If you'd like to check out the latest articles or follow Keetra's website updates, just log on to Keetra.com or follow her on Twitter at K-E-E-T-R-I-A.